Rapper MIA fights back after getting cancelled by Field Day Festival organizers, How Dare You? By David Ng on January 13, 2023. Rapper MIA is fighting back after the Field Day Festival in London apparently withdrew its invitation for her to perform this year, with organizers citing her online activity and quite contentious comments as the reasons for the cancellation. The British rapper tweeted screenshots of what appeared to be an email from Field Day organizers notifying her management team of their intent to cancel her appearance. When we made the offer on 27th of October, we did so in good faith and with the belief that this would be a great collaboration for all parties, the email said. Since then, there have been some online comments by the artist which could be viewed as quite contentious. After discussing it with UGG, the consensus is that in light of the online activity, we cannot continue with the offer, I'm afraid, the email continued. We have not taken the decision lightly, but we must consider the wider risks to the festival and its stakeholders. MIA shot back, tweeting, "How dare you, and festival stakeholders want musicians to be boring puppets." She also claimed that her recent interview with Candace Owens was an instigating factor in her firing, saying the invitation was rescinded 1 week after her conversation with the conservative pundit went live. MIA has become increasingly outspoken about her views on vaccines, her advocacy for WikiLeaks' Julian Assange, and her Christian faith in recent months. The rapper, who is of Sri Lankan Tamil ethnicity, fired off a tweet in October that angered many on the left and in the mainstream news media. "If Alex Jones pays for lying, shouldn't every celebrity pushing vaccines pay too?" she wrote. But MIA recently told The Guardian that she isn't an anti-vaxxer. The language they use to attack anybody is to say, "Oh, she's an anti-vaxxer," or blah blah blah. And it's like, "No, not really," she told the newspaper. "I know three people who have died from taking the vaccine, and I know three people who have died from COVID. This is in my life, in my experience. If anyone is going to deny that experience and gaslight me, saying, 'No, that's not your experience,' then what is the point of anything?" Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.